Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Now, today's devotional reflection. As we discussed previously, Jesus' words invite us to sow heavenly seeds. These seeds have the potential to yield eternal dividends. So how do we sow these heavenly seeds? Here are some insights to guide your journey of investing in eternity. We mentioned this last time. Seek God's kingdom as Jesus commands in Matthew 6:33. In other words, pursue Jesus above everything and surrender everything to his lordship. Next, look to the needs of others. Jesus said the Lord sees what is done for him. This promise is found in Luke chapter 14, verse 14. Jesus is saying, invest in the lives of people who can never possibly repay you for your kindness. At the resurrection of the righteous, God will reward you for imparting into the lives of those who could not repay you. We might not see rewards on earth for helping. Still, we are advancing the kingdom and giving God the glory, something far more significant than earthly treasure. Sowing heavenly seeds. Finally, take God-honoring risks. When we are not tangled in fear and anxiety over worldly financial issues, we can live in abandonment to God's will with open hands. To the world, this might look like suffering and persecution. Perhaps it looks like we make choices that seem alien or challenge people around us. An example of someone who took a God-honoring risk is found in Mark's gospel. Mark explains that Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and observed as the crowds dropped in their money. Countless rich people put in immense amounts, but then entered a poor widow. She came humbly and dropped in two small coins. Jesus said, indeed, this poor widow has given more because the rich gave a tiny part of their surplus, but this widow has given everything she had. These words are recorded in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. This widow understood that God is her source. This widow was sowing heavenly seed. She was investing in her heavenly account. Eternity is forever. It would be a shame to amass great earthly wealth and enter into eternity with no treasure, harvest, or crown to cast at Jesus' feet. Surrender to Jesus' lordship. Take more significant risks for the kingdom of God. Sow heavenly seeds. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.